You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, the Binge Aftertaste.
Welcome to this very special edition of the Binge Movie Aftertaste.
She's no Meg Foster. There's another first. You don't hear that very often.
This week, Garrett welcomes old friend of the show, Chris Papps, who insisted that he come on to talk to us about a variety of important subjects.
Or hell, I'll take Alien Resurrection over any movie about a fucking talking raccoon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's with my voice. When I have a few drinks, I become him. Oh, God.
Things such as what he thought of that new Star Wars The Last Jedi trailer.
The one thing that really stuck out was Far Away shot of her training. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, little Karate Kid. It is. Yeah, I like that. I like that, though. That's cool.
How wearing a Twin Peaks shirt almost gets him arrested.
Yeah, I was wearing my Laura Palmer shirt today, which, by the way, all I kept getting was, oh, that's a nice picture of your wife. You think my wife is nice? You got me, like, it's her prom picture from Twin Peaks. You think I'm married to, like, a 17-year-old girl? Really? Wow.
What he thinks of those kids from Stranger Things.
They had those kids at every award ceremony. Like, shit, they didn't even at, like, the Grammys. Why the fuck are they there? One of them doesn't even have any fucking teeth. Like, he's not going to sing. Oh, no, man, enough. Yeah, that was nuts. Like, and didn't they have them, like, handing out sandwiches at a plate, too? Like, really? You don't even have waiters? These kids are everywhere. It's the worst. I mean, they better get used to handing it, like, being waiters, though, to be honest with you. I think this will be it after this show's done.
And how comedians have suddenly taken over the horror genre.
And my God, dude, McBride, he's an alien, and now he's writing the new fucking Halloween movie? When did this guy become so fucking diverse, you know?
I'm excited.
Like, what's next? Is Adam Sandler going to write, like, our new horror film? Like, Jordan Peele's writing horror. Danny McBride's writing horror. Like, what the fuck is, you know? Shooter McGavin going to fucking pen a, you know, does he have a big idea in his head that he's going to release here anytime?
Carrot Top's got a new Friday 13th.
All this and more coming up courtesy of Binge Media. And remember, listeners, the conclusion of the Alien retrospective with the boys dissecting and reviewing Alien Covenant will drop this Tuesday. In the meantime, listen to Garrett and Chris dissect The Gilmore Girls.
You know, this is really funny. Just a couple of guys on Friday night talking about Gilmore Girls.
I know, right?
It's great.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
And welcome to this very special edition of the Binge Movie Aftertaste. I'm Garrett, and I'm sitting here with an old friend of the show. You know, in between the retrospective of Alien, because I have a spot in between, I call Chris up, and Chris has actually been wanting to get on for quite a while now. So I finally decided, you know, it's time to get you on, because I did want to talk about quite a few things with you. One thing I want to say right off the bat, there will be no Alien Covenant talk this entire show. But I did want to do just a show where, kind of like, why this site was created to do, you know, just kind of riff on anything and everything going on in the movies. And me and Chris have been talking. We have some stuff planned for the summer that Chris is going to be attending and reporting. And what's been going on with you, man? In the year plus since I've spoken to you, what have you been doing?
Actually, well, a lot of things. Well, one thing right off the bat.
Oh, by the way, Chris Pratt, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay,
go ahead.
Hi. Yes, the Chris Cornell thing. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Like, dude, this guy was the best, right? The best. I know I've seen Soundgarden. I've seen Audioslave. I've been a fan since they started. Well, I guess, I don't know, since high school. So back in the 90s. And what a crazy shock that was the other day.
At the time we're speaking, this will have been posted a week and a day following his death. Yeah, it was shocking when I saw it. I'll be honest, man. I wasn't a huge fan of the guy. I did like his, you know, a lot of stuff, his early Soundgarden stuff I loved.
Yeah.
And some Audioslave I did really like. not a huge fan of his solo stuff, although his Bond theme,
oh, the Bond theme, I've always thought, great, yeah.
You know what? It's very underrated.
Yeah,
I think. But I wasn't a huge fan of the guy. But yeah, oh. that was a major shock the other day.
Well, because you never hear, like, he was never the guy you thought drugs, like with Lane Staley and Kurt Cobain. I mean, that was, I mean, you kind of figured that was eventually going to happen to Staley. But with him, you never thought of the drug thing. And now it's coming out today that it's he was an Ativan abuser. But I mean, I don't know how much that can make you want to kill yourself. I mean, I've taken Ativan before and it kind of helps you. But anyways.
You know what? There are going to be things coming out left and right. You know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen. We're going to hear a whole bunch of things that have been going on. I mean, let's face it. We haven't heard from the guy. And how long has it been since he's actually had an album?
Well, I saw them 2 years ago here in Montreal. They were great. And he was touring just now. They were on a tour. But they hadn't done a new album in a year. I think they had a new album. No, they had a Greatest Hits album come out. And I think they had 2 new songs on it. Yeah, they were touring. Like, he did a show that night. And then it happened. But anyways, it's just a shock to hear that he was... I was a huge, huge fan. I mean, it's him and Mike Patton, to me, are the 2 greatest vocalists out there.
Holy shit, yes. Mike Patton. There's a bull.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I saw Faith No More a few years ago in Montreal as well. Great stuff.
You know what? Their last album, Faith No More's last album, was fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, man. They're great. They're always...
It was so good. Yeah, that was very, very sad. Mm. What else has been going on with you, man? What's been going on? Are you still, like, going to, you know, like me, you kind of wedge your way into, like, early showings and things?
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah, all the time.
Oh, that shit's still going on.
Yeah, I'm making more friends to go to the movies. Yeah, yeah, I go to all the, like, well, my friend Chris Bumbre, he always reviews the movies in advance, so he always helps me out with tickets or, well, I know movie theater people, too, so I don't know, I get my way in. It's a good one. Every Wednesday night I go to the shows.
You know, we're not going to talk about Alien Covenant, but I did want to mention one thing from the showing I went to. Oh, by the way, when I went last night, and I had quite an experience over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I get to the theater, and I'm walking around, and I grab my ticket. I get to the box office, and the gal was like, I said, yeah, I'll take one for Alien. She's like, oh, that's so cool that you're seeing that. You know, I hope you really like it. And she's like 16, 17, right? I don't think this broad's been around. I don't think she was born when Resurrection was out, right? So I buy the ticket, and I'm heading in, and the usher, and he's like, yeah, here are your 3D glasses. I'm like, okay, I don't remember Covenant being in 3D, but Prometheus was in 3D, so maybe it's going to happen. I'm hearing kids in the background, and I'm thinking, boy, who the hell's taking their kids to fucking Covenant? And I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm seeing the previews, and like they showed the Star Wars preview, which I'm definitely going to talk about here in a little bit. But they're showing all this shit, and I'm looking, and they show like the Thor preview, and I'm thinking, okay, Alien showing the Thor preview, and then all of a sudden, Guardians starts up, Guardians 2. Oh, I got to get the fuck out of here. My Alien starting, and I got to fucking get to the theater. They sent me to the wrong fucking theater. And I go to the chick at the counter. I'm like, yeah, you gave me the ticket to the wrong fucking movie. And she goes, oh, yeah, I was so distracted by your shirt, because I was wearing a Star Wars shirt. She's like, I was so distracted by your shirt that I think you just geeked out and just gave you a Marvel one. I said, no, 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 no. So they gave me like the showing that was like 15 minutes later. Movie theater experiences, you know, it's weird. Like, I'm like you. I like going to these early showings. You realize, like, when you're doing early shows, it's weird when you go out in the public and you see a public screening, because, like, you just never know where you're going to be, you know? It's just like, you never know what's going to happen at these places. I don't know. It was just a bizarre movie theater experience. So, the point of the story is, when I went to Alien, I've been avoiding the Star Wars trailer since it debuted online. I haven't been wanting to see it. When I went and saw Guardians 2, you know, we got there relatively late, so we didn't even get to see the trailers and things. So, I hadn't seen it till I saw it yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I gotta say, man, I remember when Star Wars trailers used to give me chills.
Yeah.
This didn't really do much for me.
They don't really show much. Yeah, no, I get what you mean. I was expecting to at least see Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, I looked for him at movie theaters. I saw the trailer twice, by the way, because they showed it both before Guardians and before Alien.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't see him at all. I saw the one thing that really stuck out was Far Away shot of her training. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah, little karate kid. Little karate kid-ish. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that, though. That's cool.
I do too. You know, and I think if you have Daisy Ridley, I mean, the girl is she's a find and a half. If Abrams got anything right in that last film, it was casting her, because she's fucking phenomenal.
She's good. I hated Rogue One. I hated that movie.
I did too. Yeah.
I didn't feel like a Star Wars movie, and I know that's what they were going for, but that's not what I wanted. Like, I don't know. I just hate
it.
Yeah, I liked Adam Driver in Force Awakens, and everybody seems to not like him.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, I know everybody was. I like seeing a little temper tantrum, but like baby bad guy.
Really, man?
See, yeah.
Aren't people on the dark side supposed to be fearsome? Aren't they supposed to be?
Is he part of the? I don't know. He's like mixing between both. I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure they'll. I don't know. I liked him in it. I did like him. I like him though. Anyway, like I like Patterson.
I do too. Patterson was great.
Yeah.
I think he's great. I just don't think he makes a good villain. I don't know. Like he's
growing.
He's
supposed to be, I have faith.
he's supposed to be like the, you know, the main villain of this entire universe, and or maybe he isn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
well, there's that other him, one too. The big
Between him and Snork or whatever the fuck is Snoke. I'm like, all right, like what are you doing to my universe?
Yeah.
You know?
I get it. Not even looking forward to the Han Solo one at all. I was thinking that today.
Are you really?
The
Chris, you didn't like Rogue One.
Yeah, I didn't.
How do you think they're gonna treat Han Solo's fucking life?
No, I'm not. I don't know. I saw a picture of it today, and I mean, I don't mind that the guy who's playing him and stuff, and cast looks good, but I don't know. I feel like I don't want to get sick of Star Wars, and it's already
And that was the other thing that hit me too when that trailer came up. Like when I'd see that Lucasfilm logo, it used to bring chills, and it didn't do it, dude.
Well, I remember,
and I'm scared that it's going to go from, you know, not doing anything for me to just being annoying, and that's I don't want that to happen to Star Wars.
No, I know what you mean. I remember waiting in line for like 8 hours to see Attack of the Clones, and I remember going to see other movies or sneaking into other movies just to see the trailer. I mean, this is before YouTube got YouTube's still pretty popular, so this is before YouTube got big, but now I don't know. I'm still looking forward to the new, like the main story one, Star Wars ones. Like, I'm still looking forward to this one, but the Han Solo one, I don't know. I like the idea of not knowing that much about his past, too. Like, I like that.
One thing I did see on the big screen, and I saw it when it was debuted, was Blade Runner trailer.
Yeah, that was great.
You know what, man? I think I'm getting more and more excited for that. I think the visuals are pretty outstanding. The story, they're still holding close to their best, but I really dig where they're going with it. And I'm not a big fan of the director. I know a lot of people love the dude. Everybody loves Arrival. Everybody loves Sicario and all these fucking movies. I wasn't a big fan of him. I wasn't a big fan of either. So
he's right here. Like he's one of us, isn't he, from Montreal?
I believe he is. I believe he is. Yeah.
I liked Arrival a lot. You didn't like Arrival?
Not really. It was a little too... It felt a little too cold, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I get it.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I'm all for, you know, building mood and making a great mood piece, but that movie, it was to the point where I was just like, get to it already. Just get to it.
Well, what did he do before that? Before that was Sicario, right?
Sicario, and then didn't he do Prisoners? Or what the hell was that?
Yeah, he did do Prisoners. I'm so excited for Twin Peaks, my brain can't wrap around all these stupid things.
All right, let's get to the main crux here. There are a couple TV shows I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
One is Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
That's coming up really quick.
Yeah, man.
How excited are you for it?
Oh, my God. I was just yelling at my roommate before about that. Like, I was wearing my Laura Palmer shirt today, which, by the way, all I kept getting was, oh, that's a nice picture of your wife. You think my wife is in high school. You got me. Like, it's her prom picture from Twin Peaks. You think I'm married to, like, a 17-year-old girl? Really? Wow. I feel like that's weird, but yeah.
Did you marry Cheryl Lee? Is that who you married?
Yeah. No, they thought it was my wife. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
On top of that, what kind of weirdo gets a picture of his wife on his shirt? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, there's a whole little story that goes with that, actually. I was at, because my roommate was in the makeup store. I can't think of the name. It's the famous one. Anyways, I went in to find her, and that's when the girl comes up to me, and she's like, oh, can I help you? And then I make a joke like, oh, can you make up my face? And she didn't really respond to that as a joke. She kind of looked at me and like, I guess. And then she said, oh, I like the pic. Oh, see, now I get why she thought I was crazy. Because I'm asking to get made up. And that's why I wear a picture of my wife on my
on my shirt. Mental.
So you have a Twin Peaks shirt. So obviously you're pretty excited for it. Were you a big fan of that original TV series?
Oh yeah, I saw Fire Walk With Me when it was released in the theater, and I only watched the show. I mean, I'd seen it, I'd watched it, and I liked what I saw, but I didn't see every episode back then. But then I watched the movie Fire Walk With Me, and then I went back and I remember buying the VHS box set. And like wore those down. And yeah, man, I'm very, very excited. I'm actually reading the book now, the Mark Frost's book, The Secret. I'm looking at it right now. The Secret History of Twin Peaks.
Oh my God, he wrote a book. How is that?
Crazy. It's crazy though. It's like all FBI dossiers, whatever. Yeah.
Really? So it's like in universe then. It's not like a tell all or anything. It's in universe.
Apparently, there's a lot of things in it that they're. Like there's a lot of references to the new series in the book. I mean, I'm only halfway, not even halfway through it yet. I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish it by Sunday, but I'll probably get the audiobook and just listen to it. Yeah.
Wow. So you're neck deep, huh?
Oh, I'm. Yeah.
How is he going to handle this? Because they solved it in the middle of or near the end of season two because they had to, right? I mean, they were told by the network they had to, and now you know they're bringing it back and. They showed who did it in Fire Walk With Me. If no one's seen that movie, it's a fucking bizarre flick.
Right, underrated like, masterpiece.
Oh my God! You know what, man? I remember I saw it on video when it first came out, I'd only seen like maybe a couple episodes of the show. You know, I was only 14, 15 at the time.
Yeah,
I was just like, what the fuck is going on? But in a cool way, and like all Lynch back then, you know, it's just like you don't know what the hell you just watched. And so now, like, I'm wondering how he's going to handle it. I mean, watching that old 90s show, how is he going to handle coming back to that universe?
I'm still, because he's more hands-on now than he was, I think, in the second season when it aired.
Yeah, because by the time the second season rolled around, didn't he just pretty much give up?
He was doing Wild at Heart at the same time, I think, so I don't know how hands-on he was with it. I don't know if they had, like, a whole mapped-out storyline. I know Mark Frost was still heavily involved, but... I don't know. It's so secretive. This new, and I like how they're keeping it so secretive. The new season.
Yeah, me too.
Or the new miniseries, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I have faith, and I know Lynch said he's not doing movies anymore.
Yeah, which is sad, but I can see where he's coming from.
Yeah, I like the idea of a big 18-hour movie coming out, though. That's cool. That's the thing. And he's doing what? He's directing, and he wrote all of them with Mark Frost, I guess, and he's directing all of them.
He's directing every single episode.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what.
And how many are they doing?
18.
They're doing 18?
18, man. Yeah, it's going to be great. They're airing the first two on Sunday night, and then I think right away they're releasing the second two on like Showtime Online or whatever they have. Like there's an online thing for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 4 hours on Sunday. So that's
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and tonight, tonight I'm going to see Fire Walk With Me is playing at the theater up the street from me tonight. It's at 11:30 we're going.
Oh, that's so badass.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going because some people have never seen any of it before.
See, just looking back on it when I saw that movie, like, all I remember about that entire time was, you know, who the fuck killed Laura Palmer? Who killed Laura Palmer? And that was like the big question. And he solved it with that movie. But at the same time, it doesn't make any sense unless you've seen the series.
I see. The thing is, it's a prequel, right? But I think it's
good
to see the series and then watch it.
But, yeah.
My friends, there's a few of my friends coming tonight that this is their introduction to it. So I'm kind of stoked to see what they think. Mm. Although I think they're all going to get drunk beforehand. So it's chaos now. Like, I don't know how they're going to respond to this thing at all. So,
you know, his movies were definitely made to get high too. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah. It depends.
On you know,
though. I mean, this could bad trip you like crazy.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know how getting drunk would. I don't know how I would handle that.
Well, hopefully they don't get too drunk. I'm taking a weekend off of any drinking or anything, so I'm going in sober.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why's that?
I had some medical issues this year, too, so there's like some trying to like build up my immune system. You know, for a while I had vocal cord paralysis.
Really?
Yeah, which is, my God, man, that's all I do is talk. So
yeah.
I was losing arguments everywhere. I hated it. I hated it. Yeah, my roommate, just a smug look on her face every time. She'd be like, no, I think you're wrong. And I, oh, yeah, I'm surprised I'm not in jail. But Yeah, and
it's hard to win arguments when you're writing notes as the other people.
Give me a second. Yeah, give me one. Get on my notepad on my phone. Fuck you. So I had vocal cord paralysis for like 8 months, and they told
eight
me I wasn't
months,
man. I was told I wasn't going to get my voice back even. And then
what the fuck? What are you doing, Chris?
Nothing.
What the fuck's going on with you?
Weird situation happened. They thought I had lymphoma for a while. They thought I had cat scratch fever, which is a real thing. They thought I had all these, but it turns out I had this other thing. It's an immune thing called sarcoidosis. I mean, it's not all that interesting, but it affected lymph nodes. And anyway, something was pressing on a vocal cord wire, and it was messed up. And they never thought it would come back. And they put me on these pills. And then one morning, I was like, "All right, now who wants to fucking talk? Who wants to argue with me today?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah,
I'm all set for you now."
Yeah, who wants to get drunk? I'll tell you, Tom Hardy sucks. Next.
So you have cash cash fever. So you're okay now, but you're also a car carrying member of the NRA. Is what you're saying?
It's Ted Nugent. What a clown!
Yeah. Hey. So the other TV show I wanted to talk to you about was something you posted. I don't know, maybe a month ago at this point. You had posted that you had started watching 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just gave up on it.
Yeah, I only made it through one episode.
Really? See, dude, I thought that was like one of the most captivating shows I've seen in the last 5 years, at least. Maybe 10.
I don't know. Everybody loves it. I don't know. My friend, my roommate again, she watched the whole thing, and I would hear some of it in the background. And I don't know. Like, I feel like the girl... I mean, everybody knows she killed herself. I guess it's a spoiler or whatever. Like, she kills herself. I feel like...
Well, yeah, they say that in, like, the first 10 minutes of the first episode, okay. So you're not spoiling anything.
Honestly, like, it seems like she just did it out of spite from what I heard. And I feel like that... I'm glad, though. Like, she seems like a character I'd hate. I don't know. Like, it just really...
Well, she's a teenager, dude.
Keep in mind, I love Dawson's Creek. I like, teenager stuff. Like, that was good. And that's, you know, it's silly, but I don't know. There was just these characters... I don't know, this little hipster girl, and she's like, she was shitty to the guy trying to pick her up at the party, I thought. Like, she's like, "Do you really dress like that? Like, fuck you, man." I don't know. And she makes it all about herself, like, and writing the tapes and everything. I don't know. No.
But doesn't every teenager do that, though?
I guess. I don't know. Laura Palmer is out doing coke, fucking her psychiatrist. Like, that's a show, man.
Well, she also don't know if she would have killed herself because someone beat her to it.
No, wait, but... man, she was killing herself. She was still going strong. She was immortal.
So let's backtrack. So you gave up at the first episode. Was it just because you didn't like the main characters?
I didn't like the characters. I didn't like where it was going. I don't know. It was just nothing about it. And I tried Riverdale that day too. I think I tried both of those. And
I haven't seen Riverdale yet.
That's another. That one I didn't even make it to the first episode. But yeah,
I don't know, man.
Be the only person that doesn't like the 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, you're not the only person, but I think there's just something about it. I called it on this show and also on my page. On my page, I said it's pretty much my version of Breaking Bad. I think, you know, everybody looks at Breaking Bad as like their favorite show. It's like one of the best shows ever made, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I never saw it with Breaking Bad, but I'm seeing it with this. Like, this show is hitting me so hard. And I got through it in like a week. Me and my chick sat and we watched it like relatively quickly. And it hit us both really, really hard, man. I see where you're coming from, but at the same time, there's no teenager that's extremely likable. Teenagers are assholes.
I get that.
And if anything, what it does for me, is it points a, and I said this on this show as well, it points a mirror at people who, you know, make fun of people and bully other people and say, "This is how you're affecting these people. Why don't you stop it?" You know, it's, I in that respect, I can really, really respect this show. And now, am I gearing up for a second season? No. They're saying they have more stories to tell with it. I'm like, okay, she's one part of the story, but there's more parts of her story. But like, why don't you just leave it at this?
I'll cut you off. My roommate told me it kind of ended and it was like building another storyline, something else happening or something. I don't know. So I'm for sure they're going to do another season. You know what? I only watched, I don't know, like maybe half. And I couldn't stand it or whatever. Maybe I'll try it again. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, if you didn't get into it then. And here's the thing. One of my best friends, she told me, she said, "If you like this show, you should check out One Tree Hill." And I'm like,
yeah.
I think maybe it will, but I've never seen an episode of that.
Well, you like Gilmore Girls too, don't you?
I'm a huge Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, I hear you saying that. I have to give that. I've never seen that.
It's not for everybody. I'll say that. It's one of those things. I've seen those girls interviewed, and they say that, you know, the normal script is 40, 42 pages. Well, their scripts were always like 95, 96 pages because it was all dialogue. It was
really?
Like all dialogue. Yeah. Yeah. And, you either go with it or you don't, because a lot of it's every single episode involved fighting. Every single episode involves something or another where they're just shouting at each other. And some people can't take that. But if you like the characters, yeah, I can go with it. And yeah. I definitely went with it. I like those two a lot. And now, I wasn't a big fan of the one they did for Netflix this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you thought of that.
It was okay, but they didn't get to any points. Like, there was no real point to it. They didn't really have any new stories to tell. And the new story they did tell, it was just kind of caustic compared to what ended up happening at the very end of the show anyway. So it really didn't matter. It was okay to step back into that world, but it got old real quick.
This is really funny. Just a couple of guys on Friday night talking about Gilmore Girls.
I know, right?
It's great.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
What else is going on with you, man? What have you seen this year? Like, I remember last time you were on the show, like last year, you were talking like you love Midnight Special. Has any other film like that like grabbed you this year?
Great. I watch that so often. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I really like Trainspotting too. I thought that was great.
I haven't seen Trainspotting too
yet. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Guardians 2 was a lot of fun. Did you like the Guardians? You saw Guardians 2, you said? What?
I'm not a fan.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I see why people like it. Mm. And I thought it was a little better than the first, but I wasn't a big fan of the first one either.
Oh, okay, I got it then.
And this one just didn't hit me. It didn't hit me at all.
Kurt Russell?
And this whole... No.
No.
A lot of it just felt like, okay, well, here are all these member berries of people that you loved, and I'm going to put them in these roles, and they're going to tell these jokes that you remember from kids, and we're going to reference Mary Poppins. And
then they've gotten a little out of control with that thing, but...
It's fucking ridiculous, dude. Or hell, I'll take Alien Resurrection over any movie about a fucking talking raccoon.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's with my voice when I have a few drinks, I become him. Oh, God. But my buddy's really, really tall, so I have a tree for a friend. So, yeah, same thing.
Well, I'm 6'5".
Are you 6'5" as well? Yeah. Oh, see there. Yeah. Yeah. My buddy's like 6'4". I'm a good 5'7" on a good day, I guess.
Well, it's funny because I've been online in some capabilities reviewing film for since like 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
The karma's going to hit me because the reviews of our film are due this week.
I'm thinking, oh, that's true. Yeah.
I'm thinking, so it's all going to fucking hit me. Yeah. All right, come at me. Yeah. Get back at me.
You're you know? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out on Amazon.
Yeah, I have to check it out. I was actually just talking about that before. I watched the trailer again today.
Why aren't you fucking watching it? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I will. I've been watching a lot of Community again, so I kind of got lost.
But Bumbray is not going to get you into this one, sir. You need to get it yourself. Fucking watch it.
Yeah, I will get it. I'll get on it this weekend. I'm not drinking all weekend. I'm planning a good, easy weekend. I want to take time off, so yeah, I'll get to it this weekend for sure.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that was released like a couple... We got released about a week and a half ago, and it's mind-blowing, dude.
That's cool.
Mind-blowing to have something that you've been working on for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, now the world can see it. It's scary, I'll be honest. But it's something that, you know, it's off our shoulders. We got our first one out of the way. And
cool, man. That's great.
We got to roll with our next one, and we have some ideas that we're toying with. And
oh, wow. Good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, why don't you fucking watch it already?
What's
wrong with you?
Bill.
You watch every other fucking thing. You talk about Laura Palmer for 20 minutes.
I know.
You can't watch Refuge for 5 minutes.
I'll give it a shot this weekend for sure. Actually, it's right on my list. It's right there. I got it down. It's funny. I was thinking about that the other day, too. I was going to – there was – what was I watching? Actually, it's funny. Yesterday, I should have watched that. I had nothing to watch. I had nothing to watch. I just didn't know what to watch. And for some reason, Thelma and Louise popped in my head. And
Louise.
Yeah, and it's okay. This is really strange. My ex-girlfriend and I, for some reason, share the same brain sometimes. And Thelma and Louise came out of nowhere. And last night, we both watched it the same time. And anyways, it's not even an interesting story. So I wish I wouldn't have started that. But it's just strange. It was that movie we both watched. So, yeah.
You know what's crazy about Ridley Scott?
Well, yeah. Oh, actually feels like a Tony Scott movie. I never really noticed
it does.
Before. Yeah.
It does. Yeah. I haven't seen Thelma and Louise in quite a few years, probably about 8 or 9 years.
Oh, great.
But his movies are so different. The only director I know of, he does sci-fi. He's done plenty of adventure films, but he's also done a couple comedies. And I thought Mastic Man was fun.
Yeah, I would just say that's a great, great movie. Yeah, I like
that. Oh, my God. It's so underrated.
Yeah, I like that one.
The one he did with Russell Crowe was unwatchable.
What did he do with that? Which one? Gladiator?
The one where he was like in the wine country or something.
Oh, I thought you meant Gladiator. I'm like, okay, you don't like
that. Oh, I'm not the Gladiator guy either, though.
No, I'm not the biggest fan, but I remember the one you're talking about, the wine one. I don't think I ever saw that.
Oh, it's fucking unwatchable.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that movie completely. Oh,
so unwatchable.
No Sideways.
That's no Sideways.
Yeah, that's never been said before. That's no Sideways.
But yeah, it's not a good film, but you know, it's just like Ridley Scott, he's just got such a knack for just doing so many diverse things. I think Black Rain is fucking underrated.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Andy Garcia's, well, that scene with him is insane.
You know, he's got such a diverse fucking filmography.
What is he at, 80? He's got to be.
He is 79 years old.
He is 79. Yeah, he is 80. And he's got, what, 5 more Alien movies to do? The clock's ticking, pal. He better be pumping them out soon. They're doing 2 more, I think?
I think they're doing... I thought it was planned as a trilogy. I thought it was just 1.
I think... I don't know. I keep hearing 2. I don't know.
Another thing I want to talk to you about. Guess what? I went to a screening of Baywatch this week.
Oh, I'm going on Monday. And?
Oof. You know what?
Oh, you love
it. It is a summer movie through and through.
Okay, cool.
I didn't laugh too much.
Yeah.
But when I did, I laughed really hard.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's great. I heard actually surprisingly good things about it. So,
yeah, there's one character I think is the fuck's name of it. John Bass, I think is his name.
Okay.
He plays like an overweight lifeguard, and his scenes are just they're size splitting.
Oh, great.
But the rest of it, like The Rock and Zac Efron and all of them, they were okay. It's a summer movie. Like I said, it's popcorn.
It's R-rated, right? It's an R, hard R?
Yeah, oh, it's hard R.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
Oh, yeah. They go all out. Yeah.
I like The Rock. That's okay.
I do, too.
Yeah, he's...
I do, too.
Yeah.
But, like, I always thought that Alexandra Daddario would have been a perfect Wonder Woman. Like, I think she would have been amazing in that role. And I'm watching this movie and I'm thinking, what the fuck? Why did they drop the ball on that?
Mm. Yeah, that's true. I forgot she was even in this. Yeah.
You know, she's got a decent sized role, but at the same time, I'm just thinking, God, you guys missed that fucking train.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true. I forgot she was in that. What was the thing she's done? She was in True Detective. That was a while ago.
True Detective was her thing.
Yeah.
You know, but she was also, she was in that, the prequel to Malevolence. Like Malevolence or whatever the fuck. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But man, she's very pretty.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, yeah. Crazy eyes.
Very pretty.
Got those Meg Foster eyes.
Oh, yes.
She's no Meg Foster. There's another first. You don't hear that very often.
So what else is going on with you, man? So you're going to a Fantastic Fest?
Fantasia Fest.
Fantasia Fest.
My friend Chris Bumbray, he's going to be one of the judges, I think, or something. Or maybe I should have said that. I don't know if that's for sure. Anyways, whatever. He's covering it for his site. And yeah, I'll be probably going. So if you want, during that time, we could talk about some of the... they have a lot of crazy movies to play there. Like, it's stuff from all over the world. Like, obviously, every Takashi Miike movie usually opens there.
Really?
And, Yeah, they have a lot of good stuff. A lot of Asian horror. When is that? It's in July. It's like 3 weeks. Yeah, what's his name? Guillermo del Toro was here last year.
Was he really?
Yeah, he won an award for being him, I guess. I don't think he had a movie yet. It's just like, dude, it's you. Here's an award. That's why I meet a lot of people. That's why I've met a lot of people. So, like a lot of directors and stuff. And it's always a good time. We get to drink with everybody after, and so I'll be going to that.
there's my summer, I think. I don't know what else I'm doing. There's that.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I'll definitely have you on. We'll talk about some stuff that's going on over there, and there's always you always have good stories. I mean, me and you have had personal conversations about shit that's gone on out there, and it's always a good time. I wish I could get there. I really do.
Oh, it's good. That's what I was gonna say. Your movie could have.
My god! You know what? I think we actually did submit.
Did you really?
Yeah. We were turned down. Him.
But, oh no.
So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, sir. You know how often that happens to me, that I talk to people that have made a movie and that story is what I hear? So, yeah.
Any movies or TV shows or anything coming up that you're like really looking forward to this year? You got something that you're really itching to see? Are you itching to see Wonder Woman? You want to see that one?
I do, yeah. I like comic books. I'm starting to get a little... comic book overload, but I do want to see Wonder Woman. It looks fun. I like her too. She's like the character Wonder Woman. I like the character. So yeah, I'm kind of excited for that. I don't really care about Justice League.
It's getting pretty good early reviews.
What Justice League is?
No, Wonder Woman is.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say. Yeah, no, I saw that. I saw that it was getting good reviews. Yeah, no, I'm stoked for that. That's soon too, isn't it?
It's 2 weeks? Soon. Yeah, I think it's beginning of June, June 2nd. So yeah, just a couple weeks.
There's I'm looking forward to that. I'm trying to think what else there is coming out. There's is The Mummy coming out soon? That's what Tom.
Mummy's coming soon. Yeah, I saw a trailer for that last night as well.
I'm indifferent to that too.
God, what the fuck is Universal thinking?
I don't think there's much to that for me. I don't know.
Well, Dracula Untold was so bad.
Oh my god! Yeah, I don't even think I saw.
And this doesn't look much better.
It's got Tom Cruise, and I like Tom Cruise, but...
I do too, but dude, why franchise your monsters in this way?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, they tried before, right? Didn't they have the Wolfman with Benicio Del Toro?
Was that an attempt to franchise?
Yeah, I thought they were trying to do like a Universal thing back then with that. I think they were trying to bring it back up. Because they did it, remember when they did it, obviously, with the Bram Stoker's Dracula, and then they did Wolf with Nicholson? And then they did the Stein with De Niro. See, that Dracula was great. I remember the other two being whatever. No, Wolf was good too. I think it was just Frankenstein wasn't that good. Yeah, they keep trying to redo it, like bring back those Universal monster things. And this Mummy just doesn't look creepy. I don't know. They should just go for creepy, not like action.
It looks like Brendan Fraser's fucking 99 movie.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
You know, that's what I thought when I was watching this, and the chick. It looks like it's very, like you said, it's very action-y. And
yeah,
I don't know. I was so indifferent to that trailer. So indifferent to it.
Like the plane scene was kind of cool. Just because I feel like Tom Cruise really did that or whatever. Like kind of plain and I could do anything. Like I like that. Like I like his Mission Impossible movies. I wish that was coming out, a new one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not do one of those? Why are you fucking doing The Mummy?
I know. It's weird, man. It was weird hearing that he was doing that. And Russell Crowe is in it. I just thought.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. He's doing anything they hand him now, but I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, there's not much. I'm trying to think of what other shows. Twin Peaks is this week. But, X-Files, I'm glad that's coming back again. Last time we spoke, it was coming out again. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, me too. I'm a big X-Files dude. Big X-Files. What about Dunkirk? You looking forward to that one?
Mm. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, I love everything Nolan does.
Yeah, they showed that trailer before Alien the other day. Yeah, I think it looks fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's PG-13 as well, which is weird. For a war movie.
Is it really PG-13?
That's what I heard, yeah. I heard it's not going to be very, like, it's not going to be Mel Gibson gory. I'm excited for that, though. I'm really excited for that. I'm trying to think what else is coming out that's... what did you think of... Get Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
You know, Get Out came out earlier this year, and this is another thing. I detailed this on the solo show I did a few weeks ago. The hype was really high for it. I finally watched it. I really loved what it was going for. I loved the whole feeling that that Peele gets at when he goes to this woman's house.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you know, he's in love with this girl, and her family is just like just the craziest bunch of fucking assholes on the planet. Yeah. And it all has to do with the race. they did the race card, and he actually pulled it pretty well.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. I tell you what I loved about it. I loved the reveal that she was in on it.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. But as a whole, like, the whole hypnotizing thing, I didn't really go with. And I love Catherine Keener. Love Catherine Keener. Speaking of being John Malkovich, I was indifferent. But I thought about it later, and I thought I had a better rating for it later than when I had initially finished it. And I think that's the mark of a good film.
Yeah.
So I can't, you know, I can't go below a 7.
Okay, that's good. That's good then. Okay, so great.
The more I thought about it, when I first watched it, it was probably a 6. But the more I thought about it, I was like, oh, this has got to be a 7. At least a 7.
Bradley Whitford? I always like seeing him. He's great. He's really,
oh,
really
good. Oh, yeah. He was really good. Yeah, he was really good.
I really enjoyed it, too. A 7. I'd give it a 7. I just heard the original ending was a little different. The original ending, because they're releasing on DVD, or it is out, and there's a deleted scene for the ending where, can I talk about the ending? I think everybody's seen it.
Yeah, everybody's seen it, yeah.
Well, at the end, when the cop shows up, but it's his friend, and you think you're positive it's the police coming to get him, right? And he's going to get arrested for, like, hitting the white girl or whatever.
Yeah.
That was the original ending, and he ends up going to jail. And I think that would have been so much better. Versus his,
I like horror films. I like horror films that go for the downer ending. I'll go with you on that.
Exactly, that's what I thought. I mean, I know why they did it the other way. That was kind of their surprise ending, mm-hmm. instead of being that it was his friend. But I think it would have been cool the other way. But I still enjoyed it. I thought it was great. It was a lot of fun. It felt like a '90s thriller, like a hand that rocks.
Yeah,
kind of heights, like something like that.
An unlawful entry. Yeah, I could see that.
Felt like that.
I could see that for sure.
Yeah, it was fun.
Pirates. You seen Pirates yet?
Pirates.
Pirates Caribbean Part 5?
Oh, the new one? No.
Is that even
out yet?
I don't know. Well, you see everything early. You're like me. You see everything early.
Yeah, no. I don't even know. I don't really have no interest in those. I don't even think I saw the last one.
Really?
I don't know.
Really?
Was the last one Penelope Cruz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. There was one movie you were saying for this year that I really liked. Obviously, Split. I like that a lot.
Split.
Yeah. Forgot that.
You like that one, huh?
Yeah. You didn't like it?
No.
Oh.
You know what? There were parts of it I liked.
Okay.
There were parts of it.
The ending's cool. I liked the whole thing.
I hated the setup for the ending.
Really? I was like...
It felt so tacked on, dude.
I don't know.
And it's just like, let me recall this movie that you saw of mine fucking 15 years ago and actually get you excited for something, because I haven't made anything that's made anyone excited in 15 years.
Yes, well, that's, to me, his best movie by far was Unbreakable.
That's what a lot of people say. I think his best movie is The Sixth Sense, with Signs close behind that.
See, I like Signs before Sixth Sense.
It left me really cold, and McAvoy was great. I mean, I didn't know having another personality made you impervious to bullets.
Well, that's Unbreakable World.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, true. I thought it was kind of corny when he was like, he notices that she cuts herself or whatever, and he's like, you're scarred as well, and he just kind of lets her go. It's kind of like that Martha scene in Superman and Batman. That's, wow, really? That's going to stop you, crazy man. But that I was kind of like, bleh, whatever. But then the Unbreakable setup, I fell for it. I liked it. It was fun.
War for the Planet of the Apes. You looking forward to that?
Yes.
One?
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be really good. The new trailer with Charlton Heston's voice. Whatever. That doesn't do anything for me.
I don't know, man. The last couple of Apes movies haven't done anything for me. Like, I haven't liked them at all.
What was the last one? Well, yeah, I think the last one was with Joel Egerton, wasn't he in that? Oh no, it's that guy who looks like him.
Yeah, the guy Joel Egerton light. Yeah,
the other guy. Yeah, the poor man's Egerton. That's weird to say. I don't know. I remember liking it. I don't know. This one looks fun. Woody Harrelson. He's always fun.
Yeah. I mean, he was great in Edge of 17.
Looks like it's going to end badly. Oh, I loved Edge of 17.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Here we go, two guys talking about another teen movie.
Yeah. But, I hear people outside talking about the sporting events, and they're just, I don't get it.
Nothing.
Basketball, smack is basketball. Who cares about the playoffs? Let's talk about fucking teen movies for 2 hours. I tell you what trailer I was actually happy to see, and a lot of people, I'm seeing a lot of bad reviews for it, but I love the trailer to The Dark Tower. I think that looks really good.
Oh, did I even see the trailer? I did see the trailer. Yeah, I like Idris Elba. I never read those books or anything. I don't know much about it.
Really?
No, I think there was a comic, too. I never even read the comic. I don't, but I'm excited for that, I guess. I don't know. I like Idris Elba. It's a good cast.
Yeah, it's a really good cast.
Yeah, it looks fun.
McConaughey and Elba. I mean, that's a really good really good combination.
I have no interest in it at all.
Me too.
It's really like Stranger Things. I got it. I don't want more of this kids thing. Whatever. It's nothing. Stranger Things. I like that when I watched it. I hate how they've like that's overkill with that show now. Those kids are everywhere. Everyone talks. It's just too much. They had those kids at every award ceremony. Like, shit, they didn't even at, like, the Grammys. Why the fuck are they there? Like, one of them doesn't even have any fucking teeth. Like, he's not going to sing. Ugh. No, man, enough. Yeah, that was nuts. Like, and then they have them, like, handing out sandwiches at a plate, too. Like, really? You don't even have waiters? These kids are everywhere. It's the worst. I mean, they better get used to handing it, like, being waiters, though, to be honest with you. I think this is going to be it after this show's done.
Go ahead.
Anyways, I'm just done with that show. I was so excited. Like, when it ended, it was so much fun. Now I fucking hate the guy in it who's going to be Hellboy. Just Hellboy bullshit.
Speaking of Del Toro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts, eh?
Yeah. You know what that feels like? That feels like Mark Millar just giving Del Toro the finger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know Del Toro and Millar didn't really get along that well. This seriously feels like just a fuck you to Del Toro. That's what it feels like.
It's such bullshit, man. Like, Ron Perlman, I don't even get it. Jeffrey Tambor, Twitter account, he said something kind of, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he made it. I feel like Ron Perlman hasn't really said much about it. But Jeffrey Tambor did. But yeah, I think that is so stupid to I don't know. Just marketing it like finally an R-rated version. Who cares, man? The other two are great. Yeah, I love Hellboy.
Yeah, I do too.
And I know it's not that much like the comic. I like the comics as well. And it's different, but who cares,
man? Is it?
It is different enough. I mean, not that. To me, not that much, but it is different. But I mean, it's still fun. Who cares?
I make a rom-com with monsters. I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
He's great.
You know, you definitely felt like, especially with the second Hellboy. I mean, the second one was just so fun because it focused on the monsters and the villains, and you know, Hellboy was a great part of it, don't get me wrong. He was the title character, and but still, like, he always focused on the monsters, and I thought that was just, if him and Burton were to do a film together, it would blow everybody's minds.
Yeah,
you know, Burton in 89, of course. Burton now. I'll tell you another movie that intrigues me this year, and I'm going down a list of these movies, Chris, because I wanted to do some homework with you before, because I want to get your feelings on these. Are you a Luc Besson fan?
Professional's good. I don't know. I mean, what did he do recently? What was the last one he did? Was the Scarlett Johansson one, right? I guess that was the last one. That was okay. I don't know. I'm not as crazy. Everybody seems to love him a lot more than I do.
Same here. I'm not a Fifth Element guy.
Yeah,
I didn't like the Fifth Element at all.
I like Blade Runner. That's I don't need.
Yeah, that exactly. One
what was the other movie he did that was Big Blue? I remember liking that when I was younger.
He did Big Blue.
Yeah, with the divers. Yeah, I like that.
Well, he's got this. He got this new movie coming out, Valerian. Have you seen the trailer for this?
It looks like a big budget mess, and it doesn't even look like a big budget.
I know.
And what do they say? $200 million.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, it looks like the first Toy Story, the effects. It's so weird that, like...
I haven't seen the trailer yet, so I can't really form an opinion on it, but...
That doesn't look that good.
Yeah, I don't know. What about, I tell you what trailer is fascinating to me because of how much it looks like a train wreck, is Thor.
Oh, see, I think it looks great. I think that looks so good.
It looks like a fucking train wreck to me.
You find... Oh, I love that. Tamaki Tiki. Ah, shit. I can never say his name.
Yeah, no, but I don't think anybody can.
Yeah, him. He's good. I like him. I thought it was so weird they chose him to do this.
you put Cate Blanchett in something, and I'm a sucker right there.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's what's drawing me in, too. And I think she looks badass, but I think Goldblum looks bored.
It's weird. It's true. He's in there, too. No, I think it'll be, I don't know. I think they're kind of trying to go for the Guardians of the Galaxy feel with it.
Mm-hmm.
Try to make it, like, kind of campy-ish a bit. If you
can. And that's what I don't like.
Okay.
Yeah. Why do that?
Guardians did it perfectly. Why do it with this? Yeah, I get. And even though you don't like Guardians, but I think they did that well. Yeah, I get what you mean. No, I don't know. I find it looks fun. I think it looks a lot more fun than any of these Batman Superman things.
Well, yeah.
See, I hate the dark comic book stuff. Like when they try to make them too dark. Like Dark Knight makes sense when Nolan did it, but like making Superman like mean looking, I don't get that.
They've definitely dropped the ball on Superman.
It's, yeah. Fuck, man. It's so, like, it's not even right. I don't know. I hate how they did him.
It is. It has been so miscalculated the way they've done that. And this is exactly what I was afraid of when they announced this fucking thing.
Yeah.
When they announced Snyder was doing it, I was already like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I've wanted them to prove me wrong so many times, and they haven't done it. They've turned him into a fucking asshole.
I know, right? I don't even, yeah. And a dumb one. Again, that Martha thing. I don't understand how that could make them buddies. It's just so weird. I mean, Ben Affleck as Batman, I like that, though.
Yeah, that was a good decision. Yeah. They did nothing with it.
No, that's right.
And, you know, one of the guys on our site, Jack Valley, he's a fucking asshole. But he has a big issue, and I can see where he's coming from with this, because he's a huge Batman fan.
Yeah,
he doesn't understand how Metropolis and Gotham could be so close together. They're just like right over the water from each other. So, and I see where he's coming from with that. It's fucking ridiculous.
Nobody
it's so
would
convenient.
Live in cities. Like, there's always something crazy going on in one of them. Like, why would anybody live in those two cities?
Exactly. Exactly. You think they would avoid that fucking part of the world like the plague?
Yeah. When I get my passes for the screenings, I'll go see pretty much anything just because the movie theater is close to my house. And I like to give things a chance. Like, I saw Gifted with Chris Evans. And that, I mean, that wasn't a very good movie, but I went to see that. And King Arthur and Snatched, I had two movies, and nope. I decided to stay home and like maybe go through all my contact list on my phone. Yeah, I mean, needs a cleaning tonight.
Was that when you texted me saying, yeah, I need to come back on the show?
What part of it?
Is that when you text me and you're just like, yeah, I need to come back on the show. I gave away these two tickets and
yeah. It's the same night. Yeah, it's the same night. I was like, tonight's a good night. Yeah.
So funny. I tell you what I'm looking forward to. I didn't even realize it until I saw a trailer for it the other day. I didn't realize Sofia Coppola had a new movie coming out.
Yeah.
I love Sofia Coppola.
Me too. I like everything she does.
Me too. Even The Bling Ring, which people hated that movie.
Yeah, I liked it.
I find her stuff infectiously watchable.
Yeah, and Marie Antoinette is great. I love that movie.
Oh, and Marie Antoinette is very underrated.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I really like Kirsten Dunst, too. I think she's great. I really like
her. I do, too. She's in the one. She gets a bad rep. Not lately. Since she stopped the Spider-Man stuff, I think she's kind of fallen off a lot of people's radar.
Yeah.
But I like her a lot. I agree. She's really good.
Yeah, yeah. She just mentioned a thing the other day about Spider-Man, saying how she liked her, like the one she did a lot. Like, she was saying she couldn't care less about the new ones, thought hers were the best or something. I don't know. She said something like that. It's kind of cool.
Why would she bring that up, though?
It's weird.
Why would she raise that ire again? Yes.
Say, that Spider-Man, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2 is so good. I love that movie. Even 3 is good. Fucking people are baiting.
I like 3, too.
Yeah.
I like 3, too. I think 3 is underrated.
It's a Sandman attacking the city. What are you fucking expecting? I don't know what people expected from that movie, but I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It's a lot of...
I mean, the people's argument is, oh, it's a jumbled mess, and Topher Grace was miscast, all this bullshit. You know what? It's not.
I thought, actually, Thomas Hayden Church should have played Venom. He looks like...
Dude, he looked like he was ripped straight from the pages of the comic of Sandman.
Yeah, it works either way. Because they're doing a new Venom. Did you hear about that? They're doing a new one with Tom Hardy.
Yeah, that was announced today.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's a little weird, huh?
Yeah, he seems like one of those guys, like, this is beneath me kind of guy. I'm surprised he's doing it, but...
Yeah, because he was cast in, what was it, Suicide Squad last year, and he backed out of it.
Yeah, he backed out of that, and I'm surprised he's doing this, and... I don't know. I'm whatever. He's not that great either. He's okay.
No, I agree. He's overrated.
Yeah, I mean, he mumbles all the time. And, like, Mad Max wasn't his movie. It was all her. It was Charlize Theron.
Another one who has a movie coming out this year, a female director, another female director, Catherine Bigelow, has a movie, Detroit, coming out this year.
Oh,
which
yeah.
looks fucking amazing.
Yeah.
How does it look good?
Yeah, that does look good. I do want to see that. I forgot about that. That's right. I forgot she was even doing that.
Yeah. She's just, I find her just to be very inspirational. I think her movies are, she's been so consistent.
Yeah, she's fucking Near Dark, dude. The best vampire movie ever made.
Near Dark's good. I'm a sucker. I tell you what I'm a sucker for. I'm a sucker for Blue Steel. I think that one's underrated.
Ron Silver. I forgot he did that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, I got to watch that again. You know what? That's on my list this weekend.
Well, good. Yeah. Instead of you know, texting me, why don't you fucking watch a Blue Steel every once in a while?
I will. That Pirate Bay in about 2 seconds? Oh, just kidding. Piracy is terrible. I think I owe Blue Steel anyway. It's in here somewhere.
Flatliners is coming out this year, which is, yeah, let's move on. Ugh, that's
terrible idea.
Why would you remake that?
So stupid. Is it a remake or a sequel?
It's a remake.
It's Kiefer Sutherland supposed to be in it. Dumb.
Yeah. Oh, why?
I don't know why. Who's doing it?
Opluff.
Oh.
Niles Orton Opluff, who did, I haven't clicked his name yet, but I believe he did The Girl with the Dragon Tattoos, didn't he?
Oh, that sounds...
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Yeah.
That's weird that he'd be going to do that. What a bad idea, man. What a bad idea to remake that movie. Yeah, I don't get
it. I agree. Why would you go there?
It's weird. Fuck. I love that movie. That's a great movie. That movie's,
you know what, man?
Creepy.
Joel Schumacher gets a lot of shit because of those Batman films he did. But I'll tell you this. You look at the guy's filmography, maybe not lately, but he's had some pretty good films, especially in the 90s.
Dude, fucking St. Elmo's Fire, I don't care what anyone says, it's one of the best movies of the 80s.
St. Elmo's Fire is pretty good. I love Falling Down.
Falling Down is crazy good, yeah, yeah.
8mm, I think, is extremely underrated.
Fuck, that's so weird you brought that up. Somebody was asking, that same girl that we share a brain asked me about that movie the other day. See, like, really? I'm connected to her somehow. Anyways, go on. Sorry.
And you're also connected to me, apparently.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is scaring me, by the way. The Wall, the new Doug Liman. I can go either way with that. I was a huge Doug Liman fan for many years, but not lately.
What's the last thing he did that was good? Oh, did he do Edge of Tomorrow?
Yeah, that was his.
I love that.
That was him.
Yeah, I love.
Yeah, I do too. But we're Tom Cruise marks.
Yeah, he's good.
Another fucking tree. Go ahead.
Sorry, isn't Lars von Trier? He's got some crazy thing coming out soon too, doesn't he?
Does he really?
Yeah, he's got something with Matt Dillon. I think it's a horror movie or something. It's called The House That Jack Built. Yeah, I need it. I like his depressing shit.
Well, you talk about a weird dude.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck, remember that thing that he did at the Cannes Film Festival where he was talking about
Now,
the thing with that is, though, he's not a Nazi, whatever. I feel like he's just bad at public speaking, and he's really putting his foot in his mouth because he kind of thinks he's joking, and it's really funny because you see Kirsten Dunst slowly trying to get out of frame with him so that she's not in pictures with him while he's saying all that shit. But anyway, I love his movies. His movies are great. As I'm saying that, I'm staring at Antichrist right there, and I think I might put that on my list this weekend. Just when
you love the depressing shit, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. You
watch Twin Peaks. You just went off. You watch all the fucking depressing shit,
dude. I love his stuff. It makes my life seem so good. Like Breaking the Waves, that movie is so depressing. I didn't even realize I inadvertently made a section of his movies. I'm looking at them now. The Dancer in the Dark. Breaking the Waves, Melancholia. That's where he just went, fuck it, I'm blowing up the world in this.
Yeah, yeah, fuck you. Yeah, that was a big fuck you.
Yeah, he's great. I do the depressing stuff like that. It's good.
I cannot believe they're doing another Transformers film. I cannot believe it.
They're supposed to do another 4 of those too or something. I don't understand who decides to not even follow, like in the slightest bit, the original storyline from the TV show, because You're going to have all the fans of the TV show, like the cartoon, come and watch it. Why would you stray so far away from that storyline? I don't understand who makes that decision. It's so stupid. Like with G.I. Joe, the same thing. Those movies could have worked so well if they would have been true to the like their original material. I really think, like, even if it came off campy and stuff, that'd been cool. But I hate them.
And Bay, like, every single time, Bay's just like, yeah, this will be my last one. This will be my last one. How many times has he fucking said that now?
Five.
I think he's been saying that since the second or third one.
Yeah, that's right. I don't even know. Is Donnie Wahlberg or Mark Wahlberg in this one?
No, Mark's back in it.
Yeah.
Wow. He's back. Here's a movie. Now, are you a Matthew Vaughn fan?
I do like Matthew Vaughn. Yeah.
Kingsman coming out this year.
I'm sure that'll be fun. I liked the first one. It was a lot of fun. No Colin Firth, I guess.
Oh, yeah, he's in it.
Oh,
yeah,
he's in it. Back. Okay, that's
cool. Yeah.
I just saw him in that Love Actually little reunion they did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I love that movie. It was good. It was fun. The little reunion thing.
Love Actually. Why would you reunite for that?
I love that movie, Love Actually. That is my go-to movie when I'm drunk and upset.
You know what? We were just on a roll of not mentioning anything girly, but you just fucking brought the podcast back down. Did you see the picture Aronofsky released this week of Mother? Did you see that poster?
Yeah, that's a cool poster, man.
Nope. Yeah, I'm not a big Aronofsky guy, though.
Fountain's really good. I like The Fountain.
Is it?
It is. Well, it's a good soundtrack. If anything, give it the soundtrack.
Mogwai. Maybe I have to rewatch it. I remember not really liking it.
Actually, I honestly don't remember it at all. I just know the soundtrack's so good. It's so, so good. I'll try that again. What else did he do? The Record for Dream? That was all right.
And I think Black Swan's very overrated. I am not a big Black Swan guy.
It has moments. I'm not as big a fan as everybody is, but a few moments. Pie was whatever. Oh, Noah. I forgot he did that. That was...
You know what? I see... and I are going to fight on every single movie because I think Noah is actually very underrated.
Really? I have to.
Yeah. Oof. I like that movie a lot. But that was when I first saw it. I gave it a really good review when I first saw it. I haven't rewatched it since. So
you were the guy who liked it. Okay, I was wondering who gave it.
Saw Legacy coming out. They're doing another Saw, which is weird.
I hate all of those movies.
You know what? I think the first one took the formula that Silence of the Lambs and Seven established and just turned it up another notch. For that, I kind of gave it a little bit of credit. But then, like, that storyline just got so goddamn convoluted and stupid.
I consider that the beginning of the shitty, like, fake horror movies that came up after that. Like, what are they called? Like, there's the Annabelle one. Insidious, Conjuring, all these shit fucking horror movies. I hate all these things. I feel like that's the one that started these fake.
I think that, you know what, the Conjuring is one of those movies. I thought it was okay when I first saw it, and but since I haven't, I think it's just one of those. It's just like okay.
Yeah. I don't know. There's two of those, I think.
Conjuring?
Yeah.
There's two, and then you have Annabelle, which I guess is a offshoot of it.
I'm looking forward to Danny McBride's Halloween, though. I've been reading about that.
You know what, man? I've been reading on that, too.
He's good. That's so right.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's a great idea, man. I've been arguing with a friend of mine about that, because he's tired of comedians trying to do horror movies, because he didn't like Get Out or whatever, and, the way that McBride's going to do it, make him bring him back to just being a human, not related to the sister. Cause he says it's continuation. So I think it's like, I guess it would have to be a continuation from the, if they're not going to be related, I guess it'd be a continuation from the first one then.
Yeah. I thought it was a continuation of the second. I thought they were going to pick up right after the second one.
That's what I thought originally, but then he said he's not going to make them related unless he's just saying that, or maybe he doesn't want to have them related and won't mention it. But, because I like the second one a lot, too, though.
I do, too.
Yeah, well, I like all of them. Like, up until Busta Rhymes showed up, whenever that was.
And we did an entire retrospective of it. But I think it really started going downhill with 4. I think 4 was when it was just like, okay.
Oh, 4 I don't mind. I think 4 is the coolest poster.
4 has a great poster, and it's got Daniel Harris, who's so good in it. But it's just... it brought Michael Myers to an unstoppable monster peak, and that's when I was just like, okay, there goes, you're taking away all the subtlety.
And then
Rob Zombie turned that up tenfold when he did his, and it's just like, why would you make him this imposing fucking beast when the thing that made him so great was his subtlety?
Yeah, and just he's just a huge, well, first of all, Rob Zombie made him like a member of Slipknot with the masks all that. That was so lame. Wow, let's make a monster movie after like a lame metal band, but at least make him a Slayer fan. I don't know what Zombie was thinking, making him like 25 feet tall, and it was so cool when you watch the first Halloween and the mask comes off and he's just a regular person, just a regular guy.
And yeah, I know what Zombie was going for. I know what he was going for. He was going for the
better than the second.
But it's everything that Rob Zombie represents about the genre that I don't like. It's the fact that it's in your face about how imposing this guy is, when what you should be going for is the psychology of what made that character work to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what McBride's kind of pointing out, and I think that's what they're kind of going for. And my God, dude, McBride, he's an alien, and now he's writing the new fucking Halloween movie? When did this guy become so fucking diverse, you know?
I'm excited.
Like, what's next? Is Adam Sandler going to write like our new horror film? Like, Jordan Peele's writing horror. Danny McBride's writing horror. Like, what the fuck is, you know? Shooter McGavin going to fucking pin a, you know, does he have a big idea in his head that he's going to release here anytime?
Carrot Top's got a new Friday 13th. Danny McBride, do you watch Vice Principals?
No. I've been told I should, though.
Yeah,
I've been told by many, many people I should.
It's really good. They're doing, we have in Montreal, we have a Just for Laughs festival thing with all the comedians come, and they're doing a script read of one of the episodes here. I'm going to be going to that, and a friend of mine's interviewing them. I'm probably going to meet McBride, so I'm going to talk to him about Halloween.
Oh, that's badass. Yeah.
I really want to talk to him, and maybe we have a few drinks with him.
Oh, man, you got to call me after that, dude.
Yeah, maybe I'll call you with him. We'll see what happens.
Oh, that'd be badass.
When we're up at 6 in the morning trying to find a guy, we'll call you.
Speaking of Del Toro, he's got a new movie this year.
Does he?
Yeah, The Shape of Water.
Oh, yes, that's this year. I forgot about that.
That's why I love Del Toro, dude. He'll tweet every once in a while something he's doing, but at the same time, he keeps it all close to the vest. And when it comes, it's like the anticipation's even higher because it's like, oh shit, there's a new Del Toro this year. I had no idea.
Yeah, I totally forgot that was even happening.
Well, you need to keep up, Chris.
I know. Stupid me. Do you watch his show? The Strain? Do you watch that?
I watched the first season. Didn't really keep up with it.
Okay.
It's not that I didn't like it. I did. I think there were parts that I really, really did like.
Yeah.
But I was a huge fan of the books.
Okay.
It felt a little different, you know, than the books, which is fine. But it kind of started pulling like a, remember when Under the Dome came out? It was just it started off so, you know, so loyal to the book, and then it just went off in a crazy direction that didn't have any fucking semblance whatsoever of what the original source material. Okay. And not to mention any good vision. Like, the vision was so out of whack.
Really?
And I think Del Toro kind of let it get out of hand as far as, you know, what they were doing with it, and it didn't follow a linear storyline, and I kind of tuned out of it.
I didn't lie. I think I did half of the first season, and I kind of just, remember why. I remember liking it then, and I just, the same thing with Under the Dome. I remember liking the beginning of that, and then I just kind of lost interest. Not even that I lost interest. There's so many shows that come out now. And I don't know. It's like an overload of TV shows, and then
it's such an overload, dude. Such an overload. Like, you got Hulu coming out with new shows, Amazon coming out with new shows, fucking Netflix coming out with new shows.
Yeah.
On top of all the networks, and then, you know, it's like, I can't fucking keep up. Yep. Thank God I didn't get into Breaking Bad. Otherwise, I'd have no fucking life.
Yeah, but now they Better Call Saul too.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to revisit that every fucking time that Better Call Saul comes out, because people at the site actually make fun of me for it. But every time like a new Marvel movie comes out, I go all out, dude. I'll watch every single fucking property connected to it. The red, brown fucking Captain America movies? Yeah, I'll watch those.
Yeah.
I watch the Jake Salinger fucking Captain America. I watch the Fantastic Four, the Corman version, and the new slicked up versions. Like, I'll watch them all.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I get what you mean. Yeah,
you know, and so, like, thank God that there's no fucking good TV shows for me to actually gravitate to, because I'd have no fucking life whatsoever. Not that I have one now.
No, I'm the same way. I have so many shows that they're on my list, and I have to get back to watching them, but then I get locked into a new one. See, I hate doing that because I'll start a new show, especially because now you can, like, binge watch them, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so good and so bad at the same time.
Absolutely.
Because yeah. then I'm locked in on that. There's an episode of Portlandia, a skit where they do that when they were watching Battlestar Galactica. And they're like, the whole skit was just them saying, ah, just watch one more episode. And then they're like quitting their job. Their electricity's being cut again. And I feel the same way. Like tonight when I get back from the Twin Peaks thing, I don't know if you like the Kimmy Schmidt show.
Never seen it.
It's
so, never seen it.
I've heard
that.
Yeah, it's so. I watched the first episode this morning, and I almost can't my whole day to watch it all. So I'll probably be watching that tonight. But yeah. So there's a plus side to that. I kind of miss the shows coming out once a week now because I get so stuck and so involved in a show now, and I can't go to bed. I gotta watch the next one.
Kind of same way, so, dude.
Yeah, and then it's yeah, just like, and there's only two more left, and.
Yeah. And I work 60, 65 hours a week, but I'm still finding myself like binge watching, if not like a Marvel property, then like a show that I missed out on or something. Yeah. Like, and people yell at me, it's like, why aren't you watching this? Why aren't you watching that? I got too much shit, dude.
Yeah, same. Same here. That's why I haven't got to your movie yet, but it's on my list this weekend.
Well, that should have been on top of your
list. I know, it was up there, everything. You know how it is.
I mean, how could you not see it? I'm posting about it every fucking 5 minutes. I know.
It's true.
So that people like you can actually say, oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to watch my friend's movie.
Yeah, I will be watching it. I will.
I don't know. I don't know why you call yourself a friend at this point.
That's so funny. I have this other friend who made a movie. My friend John Fallon. He writes.
Oh, yeah.
You know John Fallon. Yeah. He made a movie, The Shelter. And the same thing. I was invited to go see it so many times. And just things came up. I finally did see it. They did a showing here. And a lot of fun. But I felt bad because I kept missing my time, my chances to see it. And but I'm a better friend now. So now every time anybody releases a movie, I'll be the first one in line.
Well, you should have come to our premiere. We had a premiere 2 years ago. If I was friends with you, you could have probably come to that.
That would have been fun.
You would have found a way to get out of it.
Yeah.
Are you a Pitch Perfect guy?
The movie Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, because they're doing another one of those this year.
They're doing another one. That's well, I like Elizabeth Banks though. Did she direct the last one?
She did.
She did. I like her. I don't think I've ever seen them. To be honest, I'm not. I'm trying to think if maybe I've seen the first one.
This is something I probably shouldn't admit. Yeah, I saw them both on a. I was dating somebody who like loved those movies, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm going to bring them over," and she brought both Blu-rays over, and we watched them both, and so I watched them both like back to back. And, yeah, they're interesting, to say the least. It's just like...
really like this girl.
It's like, dude, yeah, it's just like... And they were Blu-rays, which meant that sound was completely turned up. And all that music in your fucking ear just gets so grating. And not to mention, I'm not a big Rebel Wilson person. I don't find her that funny.
Oh, she's in that, too.
And I thought the same way about Melissa McCarthy, who, by the way, was in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, yeah, I like...
But, like, I think she's good when she's subtle. But when she turns it up and she's... shitting in sinks, I don't like
them. Yeah.
And I think Rebel Wilson's the same way. It's just like, you're so fucking obnoxious. We understand you're fat and you have a sense of humor, but fucking tone it the fuck down.
Yeah. I know what you mean. She was on Saturday Night Live this weekend, Melissa McCarthy.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy? See, I find her, like, I thought that one she did with Bill Murray, I thought St. Vincent was fucking amazing. I thought that was such a good movie.
I forgot about that movie. Yeah, I remember liking that too.
Yeah, she was really, really good in that. Like, tone it down, like, when she went through that phase of being in every single bad comedy after bad comedy after bad comedy, just...
Yeah.
I don't understand why people liked Heat with her and fucking Sandra Bullock. I don't understand why people love those movies. I don't get it.
She's good Bridesmaids, and then... I think she's great on Saturday Night Live. This week's wasn't that great, but I like when she hosts Saturday Night Live. Like, Saturday Night Live is doing so well now because of the Donald Trump stuff. So I feel like...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know why they don't like the guy. I mean, he's made that show so popular again. It's crazy.
Well, I saw a couple weeks ago The Rock came out and said, yeah, I'd run for office. And I'm just thinking, you know what? Wow. The presidency has turned into a goddamn reality show.
Oh, dude, yes.
You watch. In 5 years, he will be president. I fucking guarantee it.
Well, dude, guaranteed. My cell phone isn't busy. It could probably run right now. Like, it doesn't. The Rock. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I like him, though, whatever. But, I mean, whatever. I don't want to get into politics right now. But
yeah. Oh, no.
Chaos.
No, no politics. Chris, I tell you what, man. It's always a pleasure having you on.
Yeah.
I like talking shop with you. I've been wanting to get you back on for quite a while. You're a great bridge. You make a great bridge. This is a great bridge between the Prometheus review and the Covenant review, which will come out this Tuesday. So you are a great bridge, sir, and you are welcome to come back any fucking time. And you go to Fantastic Fest, you call in. You feel free to call in. I would love to have you back on.
Definitely, I'll definitely do that. We should have a little one of these. We'll have some drinks on the other end, and then we'll really start talking some shop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes, the whole drinks thing. You forget you're talking to somebody who had 2 heart attacks last year.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, okay. So
2 drinks might not be a good
idea. Maybe that's a bad idea myself. That's true. I shouldn't be drinking either.
No, you know what? You know what was funny is Ben just throwing a huge party in Chicago where a lot of us are getting together, and I'm meeting mostly everybody for the very first time.
Okay.
Which I'm very nervous about associated with the site is going to be at this one place. And it's like, well, I gotta fit in to drink, so I'll probably drink to fit in, you know, while I'm out there. And I'm just thinking, okay, buddy, just survive this one time, please.
That's sorry to hear that. I'm glad you're okay now, but yeah, no.
It's good, man. Yeah, it was scary last year. Last year was fucking scary. Like I went through some things when we were making the movie where you know I don't really want to get into it, but it was just. Let's put it this way. What I was doing was catching up to me. And my body responded in jest. And kind of like you, you know, your karma about you losing your voice for 7-8 months or whatever it was. I've always been said, you have such a huge heart. Well, my heart kind of came back and bit me in the ass because I was not treating it very well.
Well, I'm glad you're okay now.
I'm back. I'm still reviewing the fuck out of movies, pissing people off. I thought you and I were going to come to blows about Guardians 2, but that didn't happen.
No, I'm kind of calm today. I don't lose my voice again because I'd be screaming. But yeah, this was great, man. We definitely do this again soon. And when I go to Fantasia, we'll do one of these for like some of the new movies there that are coming out. There's a lot of new stuff coming out. Releasing the list soon.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, if you could do that, that'd be amazing. I would love to get everything that's going on out there. Yeah, talk to that Bumbray guy. See. You know, I don't know. Are they still doing the podcast over there?
I think so. He's going to be on the news tonight, actually, on CTV. He's reviewing for our local news station now. He's gone up in the world.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck's wrong with that guy?
Yeah.
Why is he so fucking progressive?
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't do drugs, I guess. That's probably
The small amount of interaction I've had with the guy, he's actually always been very cool to me. So I'm just busting his balls. Good for him.
Actually, he's coming to the Twin Peaks thing with him.
Sweetness,
yeah, man.
Sweetness, yeah. Let me know how that goes, dude.
Cool.
You and I, you know, you and I will text each other every once in a while, but I don't feel like I get to talk to you as much as I would like. So
yeah, we'll do this again really soon, man. I have a lot of the summer off, so yeah, for sure.
All right, thank you, sir. And until next time, I'll say goodbye.
All right, cool, man. Talk to you soon.
Final report of the commercial starship Nostromo. Third officer reporting. The other members of the crew. Kane, Lambert, Parker, Brett, Ash, and Captain Dallas are dead. Cargo and ship destroyed. I should reach the frontier in about 6 weeks. With a little luck, the network will pick me up. This is Ripley, last survivor of the Nostromo. Signing off.
Fire. Walk with me.
If people get like glitches during this conversation, it's because Chris's power has been flicking on and off. All
I don't know what's going on, man. It keeps happening. Why am I getting I'm glitchy again? Aren't I?
No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm putting it out there just in case you.
Yeah, no, but no, because I thought it just went off again. I don't know what's going on. My neighbor mentioned that it's been going off and on all day. I don't know. It's weird. It never goes off. I don't know what's going on. Like I was telling you earlier, our city's being invaded by giants from France this weekend. Yeah, that's – and now to anybody that's listening to this, I live in Montreal. Type in giants in Montreal this weekend. You'll see what I mean. These terrifying, huge puppets. Like from out of – like they look like those scary puppets in Being John Malkovich. Like they're very – emotional. They're not fun, not Elmo. Like, very sad, creepy things. And they're, like, 20 feet tall. And they're walking around town. So maybe they have something to do with the power lines being cut. I don't know. And it's funny. If you saw how I was, like, telling the story, I'm looking out the window. Like, I'm nervous one of them's going to walk by soon, and I'm not going to be able to handle that. It's a big giant looking in my window.
That's a movie in itself, dude. If the power goes off and you're stuck with those giants, you're fucked.
You know what they look like, actually? They look like, how do you pronounce that? What was that movie? Anomalisa? Was that the one that came out, the stop-motion puppet movie?
My God.
Kaufman did.
Oh, yeah. I think it's like a Mona Lisa, I think.
Yeah, something like that. They look kind of like that. Like, they have sad, sad eyes. Like, I like my puppets to have dead eyes, not human, like, tragic eyes. Like, my parents don't love me eyes. I don't want to see that in puppets.
Fire. Walk with me.
Oh, do you hear? Do you hear that? The fire department going by? One of the giants went nuts. Yeah, pulled away from the strings.
Fire, walk with me.
All that music in your fucking ear just gets so grating, and not to mention, I'm not a big Rebel Wilson person. I don't find her that funny.
Oh, she's in that too.
Yeah, I don't find her funny at all.
I liked her in Little Britain. Oh, no, wait, that's not her, right? Okay, never mind. That's a bad joke I just made right there. It's a terrible, terrible joke. I hate that.
Not only is the power going out over there, but your sense of humor is going out as well.
It's just a very mean joke to eat the people involved in Jen right there. Yeah, like, I just compared it to a fat British man with alopecia. Like, it's not good. Not a good joke.
Yeah. Fire, walk with me.
In the meantime, listen to Garrett and Chris dissect. Wait, really? You want me to say this shit? All right, good luck finding that hairy man. The Gilmore Girls.
Fire. Walk with me.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at bingemedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at bingemedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I can't get enough of soup.
Bob Odenkirk.